Hello everyone and welcome to the next video on my request list, which isn't a comparison of numbers, but I was requested that I do another one of my videos on a rundown of someone that's famous or well known, alive or dead. Obviously Paul McCartney, Sir Paul McCartney is still alive, but people in history that I can look at their numbers and see how they express their numbers in this lifetime. Now, I never do, unless I already know some stuff, and I'm going to tell you what I already know, any prior research about the person in question. But there is some knowledge that I've picked up over my lifetime that I know that he was a singer and instrument player in the Beatles. He was quite prolific in helping John Lennon, I think, write their songs. But please correct me if I'm wrong, because I've done no research so far. So that's what I know, really, that he's had a successful Beatles career and a successful solo career since that time as a performer and singer. Now, I don't really know anything more about him than that. And what I tend to do is I tend to do the video first, focused on the numbers without the prior knowledge. And then I might look into the research afterwards to see where the specifics are of the big picture that is Sir Paul McCartney's chart. Now, the interesting thing about Sir Paul McCartney is look at all those master numbers. He was always here to do something big. His life path, his purpose in this lifetime is to be a master builder, a master 22-4, which is actually more about helping yourself and others have emotional, mental, as well as tangible in the world, feelings of safety, feeling stable, feeling secure. And it's a world focus. So it's the kind of person that either makes people feel or brings them wisdom so that they know that they're safe and they're stable and that everything's going to be all right. And in the tangible world, to build business and family and all those things that we have in this world to make us feel secure. And for the Life Path 22-4, it's on a world scale. So a 22-4 might be here to build more safety and security and stability in people's hearts with what they do and what they say in the world, or with their ability to teach and make people strong, because 22-4s are often very into yoga. They're often yoga teachers, and that's all about physical strength and health and stability and security. And nothing makes you feel safer than being healthy or physically strong or secure. So a 22-4 often helps people on an individual basis to feel in their heart and in their body strong and stable and secure, so that they can take on the world and they don't have to worry that, you know, how we get, oh, is everything going to be okay? What if this happens? What if that happens? The 22-4 is here to help you build that emotional and tangible security in themselves and the world. And that is Sir Paul McCartney's life path. And it's very much that he's used his performance skills, which we're going to talk about, and his ability to write in his expression, Master 11, innovative songs that maybe bring a message to the world of more safety, more stability and more security in this world. But I'm not sure how much he's done tangibly in this world. Maybe he's a businessman, maybe he supports lots of humanitarian things, maybe he's a bit of a, you know, an environmentalist. I literally don't know, but Sir Paul McCartney is here to be a master builder of safety, stability and security in the world. And can I also say that it's the 2 and the 6 that is most linked to music specifically. The 3 is about performance, so you can have involve the 3 and the 9 as well, but it's the 3 and the 6 and the 9 specifically that are about music more in a more focused way. And he's a double 2-4. So Paul McCartney's very much gone the way of using his music and his ability to nurture others in the double 2, using his musical ability and using that then to bring security for himself. And in very indirect ways, when you listen to music, when you listen to the words in music, it can help you feel more emotionally okay, stable. You know, if you're worrying about something, it's often music that helps bring your mind back to, it's going to be okay, don't worry, don't let the anxiety take over. Or LifePath 224s excel in business. They have empires. They have, you know, environmental innovation, maybe financial innovation to help us be more financially secure, maybe social innovation. It can be anything, tangible and intangible, that makes the world feel safe, stable and secure. It's going to be okay kind of mentality. And that's what Sir Paul McCartney is here to bring. And it's a master world-focused energy. And alongside that, his major sub-lesson, his birthday number, the 189, is about influencing people towards well-being like a humanitarian. So he's here to bring world safety and stability on a world scale and be very humanitarian about it. Market his passions like an entrepreneur. That's what he's here to do in a nutshell, with the ability in the Master 11 to channel brand new ideas, the heart to develop himself and his own intuitive wisdom, and the maturity, the talent development into the superstar energy of the Master 33-6. You can see he was always here to develop his ability in the Master 33 and his maturity number 33-6, which is double performance, double nurture. It's a very stage presence kind of energy where you can perform with charisma to audiences to inspire, inform, delight and nurture those around you. And again, it's very humanitarian. And that's the talent that he's developed even more of throughout his lifetime, with a personality which shows himself to others as not so dynamic and scatty as you may think, but actually very accurate, very sensible, very ordered, very goal-centered, very calm. The four is very, you know, they're very logical, they're very step-by-step, they're very meticulous. And others see Sir Paul McCartney as this goal-centered, calm, step-by-step, do it when I can. It's a bit of tortoise. It can be quite slow moving, but things get done with the four. And people know that the four is going to set goals and they're going to use every tool at their disposal to achieve those goals. So his personality is very calm, stoic, very organized and goal centered to those around him, which really helps his life path number when it comes to being the 22-4, because people see him as part of the energy that he is here to be. He has intensifiers in the dynamic one, his innovation, in the three, his performance skills, in the four again, which is a talent as well as something in his personality, to get things done and be goal-centered, and of course his spirituality, because he's an expression 11-2 and a master 22-4 and an intensifier 7, and he's developing towards the soul urge 33. I don't know what spirituality James Paul McCartney would be involved in, but there's definitely some spirituality that he will be driven and able to follow within his lifetime. Somebody might comment on this and tell me a whole load of information about his spirituality and what he does and how he does it, but I've never experienced that. This is just what I take from his numbers, because he's an expression 11. He's a psychic. He can channel new ideas. That's why he was the writer of the group. As well as John Lennon, not pushing John Lennon out, calm, that he wrote innovation that was good for the Beatles and after he went on his own. So he always had that ability to channel new ideas. And then he matured towards the Master 33-6, which is not only being able to channel those ideas, but then express them to audiences to inspire and nurture a world audience. So he was always here to be noticed. But you wouldn't believe that when his personality, when you know Sir Paul McCartney, quite calm and stoic and businesslike, and you'd say that his stage persona was very, very different to the man who communicates with people on an everyday basis. And he's very spiritual, as I've gone on about. the karmic numbers that he's developing is the 6, the 8 and the 9. So sometimes he might struggle a bit with his ideals. Maybe he struggles to reconcile his ideals with reality at times and gets a bit over perfectionistic and nitpicky and checking things again and keeping on a project and keep going and going and going because it's just not as perfect as you want it to be. And that can cause you to overwork, be a bit nitpicky. And it's because you haven't really, you set the bar, James Paul McCartney sets the bar too high for himself and then spends many hours, days, weeks, goodness knows how long he takes perfecting and then still judging himself for his work. But he's working on the 9 energy in this lifetime, which is a karmic number of his. And, you know, his business skills are starting to be developed within the 4 energy, which is going to help him no end with his karmic 8. And there may be some issues at times with the energy of the 6, but look at his maturity number. It's the 33-6. So he's working on pretty much all of these karmic numbers in this lifetime. Anyway, I've spent too long on this front bit and I need to start breaking it down a little bit. So he's a life path 22-4. So Sir Paul McCartney is an old soul and he's here with a big job. It's a big responsibility that master life paths have on their shoulder. And it's to change the world by building world stability, safety and security in some way. Now, this is going to be a big subject because you can do it emotionally, mentally, physically, tangibly. You know, whether you protect someone with a sword or whether you help them with their thought processes, which makes them feel safer. You're still helping people in some way, or whether you're making their body strong in some way to feel safe and stable and secure. And it has a world focus, so it's going to be innovative. It's something where the master energy gets known for something that they channel as innovative, like a message, an idea, a concept, or something amazing that's going to make the world feel and be safer, more stable and more secure. So it might be you're here to create stable business, even empires, organizations, careers, all beneficial to the stability and security of yourself and the world, to work alongside others. Now, this is really important for the double two, to work alongside others as in a team, to build strong and trusting relationships in your family and your team and those around you. You know, it's a very much about relationship development in order to feel safe and stable and secure. And that's not just your own stability or Paul's own stability. That's world as well, because he's got that responsibility not only to make himself safe and stable and secure, but others too. And considering everyone in a humanitarian way as part of source consciousness, no matter what their race, creed, religion, gender, beliefs, way of life is, it's a humanitarian energy and it includes everyone, because the Master 22-4 is here to learn that we're all just souls of light existing in human bodies. We chose this human body as this tool of experience. It could be man, it could be woman, it could be a different race. You have multiple races in your lifetimes that you have, and it's all to experience how you're treated and how you treat others and the culture you're brought up in. It's all experience to evolve your soul over eons and time so that you develop towards being more, you know, to learn your lessons, to be more positive and higher vibrational in this world. And it can take many, 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 many times, 1,000 or more lifetimes in order for a soul to learn, make mistakes and develop. And you using all these different bodies and male bodies, bodies with dark skin, bodies with white skin, weak bodies, ill bodies, healthy bodies, you know, it's all experience. And that is the point for a Master 22-4, that everybody is a soul, no matter who they are or what they believe in. And that's really important for the Master 22-4 to develop, and really important for Sir James Paul McCartney to achieve. Everyone is part of source consciousness, all one, equally important, and all deserving to feel well, to feel safe and feel stable in this world. Now, Sir Paul McCartney has taken this really and used music to do this, but there might be other things that he does that I haven't heard about or that he's less known for, that other ways that he brings safe and stability and to others, you know. So maybe somebody will enlighten me on that, but I will be doing some research after this video anyway. So his task to achieve. So he's here to be spiritual with our Paul. He's here to channel ideas with daily spiritual practice, to be a master builder of all his ideas that he channels. Very innovative, very new. And he has the ability to not only channel those ideas, but actually bring them down, set goals and manifest them in reality to bring world stability and security. Well, he's definitely had a world focus, hasn't he, really? I mean, he has the potential, because all these tasks of the Master 22-4 aren't meant to be easy. And of course, it depends on the other numbers in your chart or his chart, depending on how easy or hard he's going to, find each of these tasks. So he's already spiritual. We already know that. But a Master 22-4 in general, normally have the potential of sometimes avoiding spirituality and even disregarding the ideas that they channel, and then not making them into anything, letting those ideas fall by the wayside and not building anything for themselves or others that brings security. Now, that's its worst form. But, you know, the 22-4 is here to channel ideas, to be spiritual, to manage their master energy using spirituality. Otherwise, you know, they get really struggle. That intense master energy that hits all master numbers, especially life path masters energies, it's like a waterfall hitting a master energy, and it can actually choke them into not being able to even function in a day because of the intensity of the energy. And sometimes it's intense the minute a master energy wakes up in the morning, and this can be quite detrimental for a master 22 that's here to achieve big things but then struggles to even get out of bed in the morning because they're not managing the intensity of their master energy. And that's what a Master 22-4 needs to do. Daily spiritual practice, visualization, keep going back to center so you can manage that absolute deluge of master energy that hits you daily as a Master 22-4. Handle and manage the intense energy. And without that, Sir Paul McCartney is going to be full of anxiety and nervous tension. So spirituality is vital. Otherwise, there's going to have been times in his life when maybe he wasn't indulging in spiritual practice, or maybe he always has, I don't know, where the master energy gives him energetic overwhelm from maybe unmanaged energy that he hasn't used his spirituality to help him with. And he has, I would imagine, in his life dealt with anxiety and nervous tension. However, he is an expression 11, so he has added ability to help him deal with the intensity of his master energy. So the other numbers in his chart is that master 11 expression and his maturity 33 especially will give him added ability to handle the master energy. He's going to be good already at visualizing and managing his own anxiety and nervous tension. But there would have been times in his life when he's not using his spiritual practice where he may have had anxiety and overwhelm in his life. He's got to learn to be intuitive and access the intuition and be sensitive not only to his needs but the needs of others, with an attitude of service. And he is here to feel that he is here to be of service to the world at large. But of course, because he's here to have balanced intuition, he can be overly intuitive and empathic, causing him to be oversensitive to his environment, easily overwhelmed, easily exhausted, or he could push his intuition away totally. It can be something that can be quite difficult for a double two to focus on, is having their own intuition and making sure that their inner compass is strong. They don't need to listen to other people for their actions or their daily tasks. Master 22-4s are here to be intuitive and use their own channeled inner wisdom and inner compass to make the decisions they need in order to serve others, to be sensitive to the needs of others, to be dependable to others, your family, your group, your, you know, your team, you know, that helps you bring your ideas to fruition. You can be relied upon to get things done, get those cogs turning, to plan on the ideas after they've been channeled and not allow them to drop by the wayside. But of course, the double 22 can struggle with dependability. They can either be over or under dependable, taking either too much of the workload or not being dependable at all, and tipping into almost irresponsibility at times, especially if they feel taken for granted. That can cause resentment and deliberate irresponsibility. But often when two is struggling with dependability, they can be irresponsible without even thinking about it, because they're not being dependable towards others enough in their actions, in their daily tasks. So that's something for a double two to really get a handle on. They've got to learn to be not only the channeler of these brand new ideas that bring world safety and stability and security, but also the planner, the idea nurturer, great with the initial planning, even the team building stage, to help you get the idea off the ground. But sometimes, especially if they're struggling with that master energy, a 22-4 can struggle to focus enough to make the plans, or even lack the social confidence and strength they need to get out there and speak to the people they need to build that effective team. So the 22-4 is here to have ideas, channel ideas, and manifest those ideas in reality, use their intuition, handle their immense master energy, and use it for the best way possible to be service orientated, dependable, and have a world focus to bring great things, safety, stability, and security to humanity, to nurture their channeled ideas. And for Paul, it's going to be writing those songs and then, you know, bringing those songs out into the world as part of what he does. And of course, it might be his spirituality. And like I say, he might do other things within his life that has a world focus that I don't know anything about as of yet, because he's here to develop that strong inner compass filled by his own intuition, to turn inward for validation and not ignore his intuitive inner compass. He's a master energy and an old soul, and he's got to learn, if not already, and with his expression master energy, he may have already learned this, because his expression 11's really going to help his life path. Anyway, help him not to ignore his intuitive inner compass in favor of shape-shifting to serve the needs of others, and or craving external validation from others and making decisions on what others say rather than their own intuitive voice within, rather than using their own intuitive inner compass. And it's important that the two... obviously, you need to look at others' desires and needs as well. That's what the two is all about. But when it comes to making your decisions, you've got to trust yourself and your own intuition and inner compass to make the right decision and turn inward for validation. You're also here to commit to the people and places and goals and tasks that are needed to build the roots that you need to build for strong, secure foundations. And hasn't he done that with his musical ability? I mean, I would imagine no one who is committed as Paul McCartney was, apart from the other band members, of course, to what he was doing in order to get the band off the ground, to get it started, to practice and commit to practice and getting out there, because he does have the potential to be quite uncommitted to the people and places that he needs. And maybe when he was young, he did find it hard maybe to commit to the people and places he needed to start laying the foundations for his own and the world's stability, safety and security. I mean, he's big now, but it doesn't mean that he found it easy to get where he is. There may have been some difficulties with his lack of commitment, his lack of focus that may have caused him problems in his past. He's here to set clear goals and work hard to achieve them. And he's done that. I would say he has, because he's done great things in this world and everyone knows who Sir Paul McCartney is. But he's also got to be good at the routine and the mundane tasks, and because they're all part of his security as well. But as he's gotten older, he's developed that Master 33-6, which have made him sort of more almost spontaneous and more erratic with, and not erratic sounds like a bad word, I don't mean erratic, creative, the massive creator, you know. So it would have been a bit of a struggle, the routine thing at times, but he's here to learn to deal with all his tasks, even the routine and the main mundane tasks, as part of his safety and stability and security. And like I said, there may have been a time in his life where he was a bit of a drifter, a bit directionless, scattered, maybe even lazy, maybe he didn't always perform the mundane of tasks and the mundane tasks and tidy his room and clear up after himself and, you know, being organized and accurate and full of direction and focus. Maybe he is now, because of his other numbers in his chart help that to happen. But maybe when he was young, he might have struggled with that a little bit more, even though it's his personality number. How you come across to others isn't necessarily how you are inside. So there may have been elements of that. But, you know, nowadays we know that he has achieved some great things in this world. And it's more about safety and stability and security and making people feel safe. So he's really here to use his performance skills and his influence in order to bring some form of safety and stability and security to people. Now, that may just be mental and emotional through his music, or there may be other things that he's here to do to help him bring that to the world. But that's up to him and his specific action to do that. He's here to not only set clear goals and work hard to achieve them, or consistently to achieve all of his goals, he's got to plan the process and the procedure and the methodology towards his goals by focusing on each step, analysing and organising the detail of the process and of every task that he's doing to make sure that it's done accurately. Now, in the past, or maybe even now, he may struggle to fail to think ahead. Maybe he's a bit disorganised at times. Maybe he might miss a few steps in his plans at time, or get stuck on one issue. Remember, you know, he can be quite perfectionistic, so he might get stuck on certain areas and keep checking to make sure they're okay and be a bit self-judgmental at times. He's also got to learn the patience. You know, he's the tortoise. You know, these things get achieved one plod at a time. They don't have to be fast. They don't have to be at top speed. In fact, slowly wins the race, and it makes sure everything is meticulous and secure and accurate. So you've got to learn to have patience as a 22-4. He's got to learn to persevere and be determined and walk past and get past any obstacles and limitation, either work round them, adapt to them, or find a way round in some way, but not to let it stop him from moving forwards. And boy, he hasn't done that. He's definitely moved forward, and I'm hoping had the patience and perseverance he's needed. He may have been a bit impatient to work around sometimes, I don't know, but he's an expression 11, so I wonder if maybe not, because the 11 is very gentle in their way. Anyway, so he might be a bit impatient at times, although he's got other numbers that may negate that. Prone to cutting corners, maybe a bit dreamy with the Master 11. Tend to give up easily at the first sign of a problem. But, you know, the 11 is good at manifesting their ideas too. So this may or may not be too much of a problem for our Master energy, Sir Paul. He's here to develop excellent social skills. He's here to be a double two, to be an amazing relationship builder, not only with the people he loves, his family, his community, but the team, the family, the people he works around, those that are close to him. Because in his past, he may have been quite shy, almost walked all over, underconfident, or a bit of a drama queen, struggling to work in groups without being a bit disruptive and emotional. And, you know, that's at his worst. But, you know, he has other numbers in his chart that's going to help him with that. So we shall see as we go along. So he's here to develop balanced, healthy, loving relationships and help, you know, with healthy amounts of time together and apart, so that you are not smothering your loved ones with too many needs and too many expectations and stopping them from doing their own thing sometimes. Or on the opposite side, being too distant, being too focused on your own thing or your own jobs in this world, distant and disregarding of your relationships and you know, not putting your relationships first. So the Master 22-4 is here to put their close relationships and those relationships that matter the most first, in order to build the relationships they need that is most important for their strength, stability and security for themselves and the world. They're here to learn to be cooperative, friendly, a team worker, a team player, a family builder, willing to act and work dependably for the good of the team. But the 22-4 can have an overbalance of two, so they can be over cooperative, doing way too much, taking on too much of the workload and then exhausting themselves, and then getting resentful and uncooperative and disruptive and drama queen like, because they feel they've done too much, but it was them that took on that workload, it was them that did it. So they've got to be balanced and healthy in their relationships, not smothering or having too many expectations or distant with people, not being over cooperative and then expecting you know, lots of praise when you're not necessarily always going to get that, because the Master 22-4 is here to learn to not really need praise from others. The Master 22-4 is here to learn that, you know, what you do to one, you do to the many, and that, you know, we're all interconnected, and, you know, it's you want to heal, or you're here to heal other people so that you can heal the masses. So the 22-4 is here to learn that they don't need thanks from other people. It's just what they're here to do, and they can know in within their own heart that if they help and heal even one person at a time, they're sending that positive vibration out into the collective, so that they're helping more people with that increasing vibration. Even if they've only given it to one person, that vibration spreads and becomes something that helps others. So it's good for the 22-4 to not expect praise or thanks from others. I mean, it's nice to get it, but your heart shouldn't need it, so it shouldn't make you resentful in any way. And it's important, of course, that you have boundaries in place, and we're going to talk about that, to make sure that you're not putting yourself last and everyone else first, you know. And Paul McCartney may have had to have learnt those boundaries when it comes to either being over-responsible, over-cooperative, or over-dependable, or under-responsible, under-dependable, uncooperative. You know, he may have swayed between the two or struggled within that balance. He's also here to learn to be a tactful mediator of conflict. Now, he may hate conflict. You know, 22-4s, because they're here to learn to be mediators, is not necessarily going to be a big path. So when the band argued or conflict was, you know, within the band, it's, you know, Paul was here to be the mediator of the group, the one to try and bring the calm, to bring some kind of harmony that helps all, and not be the one to just run away from conflict, you know, and sweep it under the carpet or not resolve it, which is something that the 22-4 or Paul may have been prone to have done, run away from conflict rather than dealt with it. But he was here, and I hope he did develop towards being the family, the group, the band, the mediator, the one that helped to mediate any band conflict and bring some harmony back to the team. Boundaries are important. It's important for a service number like a Master 22-4, like Sir Paul is, that he has boundaries to prevent him from doing too much, exhausting himself and meddling too much in other people's lives, in, you know, in this need to help other people. Sometimes 22-4s can do too much. So boundaries are vitally important, and they, It's important that 22.4 doesn't allow others to overstep their boundaries for well-being, and that the 22.4 doesn't overstep other people's boundaries for well-being, so that you're not at risk of any form of exploitation or being used or walked on by others, and doing too much without boundaries, without enough self-respect for you, to stop you getting exhausted, overworked, and, you know, treated badly. You don't want that. But, you know, you're a master 11, so you've got a balanced inner intuitive confidence, which would be very useful to help you there. And you've got a lot of strength in the two energy that will help you see humanity for what it is and be able to connect with others on a deep level. So Sir Paul has a lot of potential to connect with people on a deep level. He needs to learn to reconcile any perceived injustice from his past as an opportunity to learn important lessons. It's not something, whatever might have happened to him in the past, it's not something that he should be using as a way to hold himself back or to hold resentment towards other people. See everything you've gone through, even all the negative, the things people have done to you and maybe the things you've done to them, as just experience and learning for your soul to learn what's good and what's not. So it's important that you as a 22.4 don't allow how other people have treated you to hold you back. Learn the lessons that you need to learn from that, because it was, you know, you've left yourself vulnerable in some way, or maybe you haven't listened to your intuition. Maybe you've trusted someone too much that didn't have your best interest at heart. And, you know, instead of learning those lessons, you may or may not just hold unresolved anger and have a spirit of revenge and use it as an excuse for nefarious or negative action. I hope Sir Paul doesn't do that in his everyday life, because he's here to reconcile anything that's happened to him in the past with reality, and understand that, you know, these experiences were needed for him to develop his soul. And as he's here to, you know, his toolbox has a lot of spiritual energy within it, and he's an old soul, there's a good chance that he has a strong spiritual wisdom about him. So he's also, his major sub-lesson, so that was the 22.4, to bring ideas that build, that serve others and bring stability and safety and security in some way, in a nutshell. But he's also got to do it like a 9. His major sub-lesson to his master 22.4 is being a 9. Again, double the need to follow his intuitive wisdom, be spiritual, live to spiritual laws, prioritize intuitive faith over worldly laws, conventions and ideals. Lead by his positive, authentic example. Practice what he preaches by living to the wisdom that he may teach to others. So if he preaches ethics, you know, he's got to live that. If he preaches well-being and humanitarianism, he's got to be that authentically. And he's going to teach others not only by the words that he says or the words that he sings, but by his actions in his everyday life. Making his life, his ethical and positive way of life, his teaching for others, his counsel, his studied inner wisdom, because nines like to study spiritual wisdom over worldly law, really, to develop that humanitarian broad-mindedness he's here to achieve, to meet and accept diverse people as just energy beings inside bodies of experience, be a humanitarian with a global consciousness that wants to bring well-being to the world. Now, the Master 22.4 is all about world service and making people feel safe, and the 9 extends that as being humanitarian and making as many people around the world feel as safe as possible. So this, he's going to do this through his music, and maybe there's a lot of other creative pursuits and other ideas that Sir Paul can bring so that he can help the world in a more humanitarian and a wider scales, to learn to have the ethics and the integrity to work for the well-being of the many in a very broad-minded way that says everybody's important, and it doesn't matter what race, creed, belief you are, everybody is important. And that's his path to do that, and I really hope he does that. And when I research, I'll probably find he does loads of humanitarian stuff that I really should have known, but I'm glad I didn't know all that stuff before I do this video. Developed towards being a successful entrepreneur and market his passions, his passion for singing, He's marketed as an entrepreneur, and it helps him to counsel and bring well-being to others. And hopefully it's something that he feels very passionate about and strongly believes in, because that's what he needs to be sharing with the world. It's got to be something that he feels really strongly about and passionate about. And, you know, again, like with his 22-4, he needs to have that social skills and charisma so that he can effectively communicate, sing, write, however way he wants to communicate, to influence with his words and higher wisdom. And of course, the way he lives his life and, you know, leading by example, practicing what he preaches. But also, like the four, now he's going to have double the difficulty with victimhood, because both the nine and the four can hold on to stuff. And it's really important that Sir Paul works on wrapping things up, letting go and stopping holding on to things too tightly. You know, you don't want that victim mentality, because you're holding on to, you know, things that have happened to you in your past, or a bad family situation that's holding you back or making you feel resentful. You've got to see it as a lesson. Otherwise, it's always going to hold you back. And you have double the propensity for that if you are Sir Paul McCartney with this particular number combination. But that is his purpose. And, you know, specifically the sub lesson, I nearly forgot this bit, you may have noticed. Specifically, he's not just a nine, is he? He's a 189 birthday, born on the 18th. So the eight energy is the most significant sub lesson of the 189, the humanitarian nine. So to be that best nine he can be to support his master 22-4, he needs to overcome any issues that he may have relating to making, retaining, spending his money, and his attitude towards money, how to make money abundantly, which he's already ticked, he's already done that, and balanced world ethical achievement. Now, what he's achieved in the world is great, and I like to hope that it is very ethical and spiritual. And to be honest, all I've ever seen Paul McCartney bring is things that are uplifting, music that brings your, that uplifts your heart. So, you know, ethical worldly achievement, he appears to be doing that in the world. Personal power and ethics is something that he's really got to work on, but he's a master energy and an old soul. So, you know, he's here to act responsibly and ethically, and his energy and his master 11 talent will help him to do that. So he's a very powerful man with a strong spiritual energy and a strong ability to and potential to influence the world for great things. So, you know, he needs to have that personal power and ethics and responsibility, so that he can lead people both strongly in business, but also lead them parentally, because the eight and the nine are both leaders. It's just that the nine's the more emotional, feminine, intuitive leader, and the eight is the business achievement and goal focused leader. And, you know, he's here to have both of those in his life. You know, he's a master 22-4, here to bring great things, but also with the need to be a leader, to lead parentally and both in a business way, and to share his inner abundance and personal power and status in a way that uplifts others and helps them to be successful, like helping, you know, young people that are trying to get into the business world. You know, he could use part of what his power and status and money to help him lift other young artists up. Maybe he does that already, I don't know. So, you know, he's already here to bring unique, groundbreaking ideas, and he's already good at that. So he already does that in this world. Hopefully he does it like an ethical manager, that he does it with responsibility, and that he brings well-being to others in an authentic way. And to be honest, he has done with his music. I don't know how he is in his personal life, but he definitely has with his music around the world and the well-being that he's brought to others. And remember, it's the two and the six and the nine that are the most musical. And he's a double 2-4 with a birthday 189. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that there's a lot of musical influence in this man's life. But this is his talent, right? We've just gone over what he's here to achieve. Okay, and there's going to be some elements of that he's going to find difficult and some easy. But what it's really going to help him is that he's a Master 22-4 and he's got a lot to achieve, but he's also a talented Master 11-2. Look, all this Master 11 in his chart. He was always going to do big things. So he's an old soul. We already know that. He has the huge ability to be ethical and responsible, to connect to source energy, to channel all those wonderful words that he uses in his music and anything he, the wisdom that he channels when he talks and communicates with others. He's already talented at channeling new ideas, new words, new songs, new wisdom filled words of wisdom, wisdom filled words of wisdom. He's the ideas person. He's able to manifest change. And this is a talent he's already got. And he can focus on his most realistic ideas, because not all ideas that an 11 channels is always going to be realistic. Sometimes they're fantasies, but you know, we all have those. So focusing on his realistic ideas through planning and focus and team building all the way to the expression stage, to singing the song, to getting it out there to the masses. He's able to stay focused on his channeled messages and ideas and plan the next steps to build the team and the group and the family he needs to initiate and act. And he's shown this throughout his life. I mean, he's been a very successful man throughout his life. He sets intentions and he has the ability to use his spiritual practice, his ability to visualize and meditate, his inner wisdom to help him to channel advanced ideas and manage his master energy. Like I said, without the expression 11, he may have struggled to manage his master 11 master 22 energy at times and struggled with anxiety and all kinds of things. But he has the ability with his spiritual ability to handle his master energy if he puts that effort in, so that he can initiate and act on all his ideas. He sees his uniqueness as a gift, which is brilliant, because it helps him to put his uniqueness out there in an intuitively confident way. He's very charismatic. I always felt that when I saw Paul McCartney on the screen, I felt that he was the most charismatic of the group. That's my opinion, I must admit. And my mum agrees with me, as she's adored this man since she was young. But I felt that he has a lot of charisma about him, inner calm and confidence. And you know, he's talented at seeing his unique perspective, his unique abilities, his unique character as a gift. And he doesn't need validation from others. He doesn't need the opinions of others, because he has his own intuitive inner compass to help guide him to make his own intuitive decisions, which is another thing that is vital for his Master 22-4 life path. He's determined to exceed, and hasn't he just succeeded? Constantly bettering himself with self-discovery, intuitive spiritual development, getting out there and doing it and manifesting away. He's brave, definitely. He's talented at being brave and courageous enough to take all those intuitive risks that he needed to take, to break a few barriers, to challenge the status quo a little bit, expand other people's comfort zones. So he may have in his young life upset a few people with his new ideas and the things he may have said in his songs. I don't know any specific times, but as a Master 11, he's going to do things like that. He will say and do and illuminate with messages that break barriers and bring new ideas that not everybody will be happy with, because, you know, not everybody is happy with change. Some people are happy in their own little bubble, being all comfortable. He's a powerful initiator, so he would have got his songs channeled and written and done and practiced. In fact, he might have worked too hard sometimes. Very action orientated, learning by experience and trial and error. And we've seen the manifestation of that throughout the world. He's interdependent, good at working within a team, which is great, especially when he was in the Beatles and around his family life. Naturally understand that we're all one interconnected, interdependent energy entity. And, you know, how we treat others is vitally important, because he knows that it resonates. It goes throughout the collective, and that it's important to look after everybody, every single individual in this world. And he's good at doing that. He's a healer. by talent. And whether he does that with his words, with his humanitarian stuff, or with his music or performance, he is a healer in whatever creative way he chooses to do that. And he has chosen to do that over the years because, you know, he has healed a lot of hearts just with his music and maybe also with the other things that he does in his lifetime. He's supportive, he's a nurturing leader, he's firm, he's assertive, he's quite parental in his leadership, supportive when he needs to be, gentle when he needs to be, naturally very responsible, which is good for balancing that potential over or under responsibility of his life path. So naturally very balanced in his responsibility for others, balanced at taking responsibility with positive and responsible intentions. He understands that the great power he has brings great responsibility to others. And he is balanced in his responsibility to his family, his team, his group, his friends, and he's got healthy boundaries for his own well-being and for the well-being of others. So this master energy brings him a lot of two energy that really, really can become a basis for the development of his double two energy in his life path. He's cooperative, he's a good family person, team member. He gets the job done as part of a cohesive team. You know, he really helps people get things done and he doesn't allow everybody else to do it. And he can do it in quite a balanced way, even though he has a propensity sometimes to do too much. But he does have the ability to have those boundaries in place. He is already naturally talented at knowing where his boundaries are and where the boundaries of others are to ensure that he's not doing too much for others, being taken advantage of, or to make sure he's not overstepping the mark in other people's lives. He has excellent social skills. He's good at both widening and deepening his relationships. And he's very gentle and compassionate and makes his decisions more subjectively. It's all about the people with Sir Paul. He expresses love in a balanced way. So his long-term relationships, according to his strongest talent, are healthy and strong. I do know that he has had some marital issues in the past. I don't know the specifics of that. Maybe not. I could be wrong. But he's actually, on the whole, good at staying in committed long-term relationships. And he listens to and he trusts his own intuition and inner knowing and gut feelings as an aid to his own inner understanding, sensitivity to the needs of others, and being of service to others. He has natural self-belief and confidence that is rooted in his intuitive trust in himself, and that he knows that he's going to make the right decision if it feels right in his own heart and inner compass, because he has a strong inner compass which really supports him to confidently do what he thinks he should do, and not just be, you know, relying on the validation of others, or, you know, and allowing others' opinions to influence him too much and stop him doing from what he wants to do. He's a talented, tactful mediator. So as I've said, in his life path, he's here to be a mediator. Thank goodness in the Master 11-2, he's actually good at being the mediator. He was probably the bringer of harmony within the Beatles whenever they had an argument. And it's likely that he tries to bring harmony and mediate when he's at home with his family, with his friends, with the people around him. He doesn't like conflict. So he'll always help to resolve and mediate and do it in a way that's tactful and, you know, helps as many people as possible. So, you know, you can bring as much happiness to everyone as you possibly can. So not everyone will get everything they want, but everyone will have a balanced, you know that they've been heard and that their needs have been considered too within the conflict situation. So that's his talent. He's a psychic, gentle, able to channel ideas and then heal others with those ideas, which again links really strongly to his Master 22-4 life path. And his soul urge is very, very insular, very spiritual. He likes to develop himself so that he can help develop others, so that he can be a better person when it comes to dealing with those close use in his family and security. Because as a soul urge, a motivated 167, he desires to understand himself on a strong level. He desires to develop spiritually. That's why I feel and know that there's a strong spiritual edge to this man. He likes to put himself in situations that will teach him life experiences, that will teach him and speed up, challenge him and speed up his experience, his spiritual and his intuitive development, to help him learn the lessons that he's here to learn. He loves to research and experience and learn new wisdom to develop himself internally so that he can be a more evolved soul in this world, because he knows he's a reincarnated soul. He's too spiritual and wise not to know that. It will be in his heart. He's a master energy. So he desires that inner self-knowledge and that self-growth so that he can progress and pursue his own spiritual life purpose in order to improve himself spiritually, to evolve spiritually. And he desires that his choices support his ideals for the world and nurtures those around him, like his family and his community. So the development he does on himself, whereas it might seem selfish at first, especially if he goes off on his own and sits under a tree, but he can use his wisdom and his nurture and his self-development to help him to nurture others, because that's what he wants to do. And see, that six is very musical. I don't surprise that a 167 will use music in order to get their spiritual ideas and their wisdom and their nurture across to others. So he wants choices that nurture those around him, his family, his community, his team, his band, whoever it is that works closely with him. He loves to nurture others with his creative artistry. So his singing and whatever it is else he does, his songwriting and whatever he does in his personal life, linked to creative artistry and compassion and helping others. This is something his heart wants to do. So his heart wants to develop himself to a higher spiritual plane so that he can help others, basically. And, you know, his heart's always going to want to be spiritual. And of course, he is developing from that Master 11, which is already a big talent, towards an even bigger Master talent of the Maturity Master 33-6. The Master 33-6 is like the Master Performer, the Master Emotional Expressor. So this is like stage singers, performers, actors and actresses, any form of stage presence, performance, expression that inspires and informs and delights audiences and nurtures them and also improves the world in some way, because that's his maturity master energy. It's the biggest of all the master energies. So as a master 33-6 maturity number, he has the talents of an old soul. We already know he's an old soul, highly, hugely intuitive. He's talented at that already, but he's extra empathetic, perceptive, and even more psychic than he is as an 11 as he develops into his like late 30s and 40s. So his abilities, his psychic perceptions and intuition is really strong. He's a master communicator, always has been, but now he's developed that to higher levels. Huge talent as he's developed towards his life for passionate emotional creative artistry in whatever creative medium he chooses, whether it's just music and songwriting. He can easily inspire, inform, delight and nurture audiences in social groups with his verbal and creative artistry. And it's all because he's a visionary. He wants to make the world a better place. He's a dreamer, and he wants to be the practical manifester of a utopian ideal, a better world. That you know, where everybody is living in a utopia, no one's sick or ill. But of course, he has full acceptance of himself and others, and that the world isn't perfect, and that, you know, one day it might be perfect, but it isn't yet. And the world is as it is now, is perfectly imperfect, and we've got to work towards that perfection, and that we're all a work in progress. It's, you know, it's something that he's developed over time. He's always been judgmental of his self, but over time he's developed less judgment and able to reconcile his big dreams and ideals with what is actually realistic in this world, at humanity's stage of development as it is now, and that life is basically needs to be a balance of light and dark, because it's a school, it's a virtual reality school of both light and dark experience that we're here to learn and evolve from. That's the whole point of life. You know, he's more, even more compassionate than he was before, even more nurturing than he always has been, more of a team player, the advisor of the family, the mediator with boundaries for his own well-being, but he's definitely a bringer of joy and inspiration, love and nurture to those around him, which is an amazing ability for him to have and to have developed, because the 11's already gentle, nurturing and healing, and as he's developed throughout his life, he's become even more inspiring, more nurturing, and he's used his communication and his emotional expression to help him to do that, to nurture others. But to others, now remember, your personality number isn't always who you are. It's your social front. It might be who you are inside, but it's how other people see you. So he is a dynamic performer and a spiritual man, and he's creative. But actually, others see Paul as, you know, quite stoic and calm and organized, and, you know, definitely comes across to others as committed to ideas. He stays focused on his ideas, and he's all about digging secure foundations. That's how people see him. You know, he's known to others for setting and achieving goals. We know that, you know, he's achieved great things, but he's known to others in his personal life as well for achieving specific goals, working hard, sometimes too hard because of his strong four work ethic. Sometimes he works too hard, and other people will perceive him to either be working too hard or being too focused or sometimes too directionless, but mostly too focused. You know, he comes across to others, and others know him as a meticulous planner, sometimes nitpicky, a meticulous planner of processes and procedures. And it's all to ensure accuracy and strength and stability of whatever idea, whatever song he's writing. Extremely focused, and he comes across to others as hardworking, focused, accurate, detail orientated, analytical, hardworking, and patient, with the patience and perseverance to overcome limitation. And he's here in the 22-4 to learn patience and perseverance. And other people see him as a very patient, calm, spiritual man that perseveres to get things done, but continues to work consistently. And others see that he has a keen intuition and sensitive perceptions to help him read between the lines in order to take those educated and intuitive risks, to make intuitive decisions, to set and act on and achieve all his personal goals. So his personality number says that he might not always show his spiritual side. He might hold back sometimes his nurturing, loving, caring side. And that's not to say that fours aren't loving and caring. It's just they're more stoic and calm and task-centered in their social front. So he'll come across as a hard worker that gets things done, quite serious and accurate, calm, stoic, organized, you know, a person that you would want to give all your tasks for to and know that they're going to get done, know that it's going to get done meticulously, accurately, and he's going to do it reliably. And that's how he comes across to others. Now, whether he feels like that inside is another story, but it is part of his life path as a master 22-4 to develop that four energy. So if he's not, if he feels he is not the front he puts out, then maybe, you know, looking at those elements and making sure he is more of a four. Most importantly, the double two, though. Let's not prioritize the four over the double two. That's the most important for him to achieve, the relationships and the music and the serving others. But, you know, the four is also an important thing for him to develop. So if you feel, Paul, that your social front is the four and you're not really enough of a four inside, then, you know, it's part of your purpose to develop that. Because remember, you're here to be a master 22-4 with a nine influencing humanitarian energy as your major sub lesson. karmic intensifiers. So, you know, we've lived many lives before. So he's Paul has accrued some abilities from previous lives. So he's been an innovator before. He's been a leader before. So it would have helped him a lot when it comes to using his 11 expression to write all those songs and channel all those new ideas and then to express them. He's been a performer before. He's been an entertainer before. He's been a speaker before. And again, that previous experience helped underpin his 11 talents and then his eventual development towards the 33-6. But again, his intensifier, he is a 4. He shows himself in personality as a 4, but he's been a 4 before. You know, he's a 4 internally. So he is that organized and structured and goal achievement kind of person that he comes across to others because he's been that person before. And he's already spiritual because he's been a spiritual person before. So his passion for spirituality, his old soul status and need for spiritual practice is very much going to be supported by his previous live talents and abilities. But he has some weakness in the 6 and the 8 and the 9. So sometimes he might be a bit over idealistic sometimes. But, you know, he is developing that 33-6. So, you know, in this lifetime, he's got to really work on his, you know, judgment, on his idealism, on his perfectionism. And sometimes his best is, well, your best is good enough because you can only learn as you go and not, you know, judge yourself or others or the world for not like living up to your ideals. And sometimes in your 8 weakness, there may have been times where you haven't always been very sensible with your money. You may not have always used it as a tool to help others. And sometimes you may have had a bit of a negative attitude towards money. You might have thought that wealthy people are unethical or that poor people are scum. You know, that's a bad use of the word, but you know, they use money as a way to judge people, you know. And you know, I'm not saying that Paul does this, but it might have been something in his past. The energy of money may have been a struggle in his past, but remember, he's got other numbers in his chart that support that strength, and he is doing a lot of 4 in this lifetime, which will help build the building blocks of his 8 development throughout his lifetime. Now, that is Sir James Paul McCartney's numbers. He's here to achieve great things. He's here to make the world feel safe and stable and secure. And he's here to do it as a speaker, singer, influencer, by leading by example with his spiritual wisdom. So he's here to do great things in the world as a humanitarian, and he's here to have a global focus. So he was always going to be doing great things. He's talented expression master 11, somebody who is always noticed, amazing at channeling and expressing brand new ideas to inspire. Very spiritual in his heart. He really wants that spiritual life, and he's working towards an even more developed master intuitive performance energy, where he is a master communicator now in order to help him inspire the world in some way. His personality and his intensifiers say that even though he's dynamic and he can perform and he can communicate and he can be spiritual, he's also very organized, very structured, very goal achievement orientated, and has the ability to achieve his goals in this lifetime. But he has to be careful that he's not being too idealistic, too judgmental of himself, too perfectionistic, and making sure that his attitude towards money and the way he manages money is sensible, healthy, and ethical in this lifetime. Now, that is Sir James Paul McCartney's chart. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to my video today. And just before I go, I just want to let you know some exciting news. My beginner book, Remember Your Life Plan, has just been released on Amazon. And this gives you a basic grounding in numerology. It's for beginners and people that are just starting out. And it's good for you to read this before you read my other book. So remember, your life plan is a for beginners, really. Gives you a grounding in numerology, and it's sort of the level where people would do my foundations of numerology practitioner on Udemy. So that is my first beginner book, and it's just for newbies. This one is for people that are more intermediate. It provides a deeper analysis of the lessons and challenges of your life path and birthday energies, a concise list of your priority and secondary life path tasks, and it gives you a deeper understanding, and it's longer and more detailed analysis for potential numerology readers. And then remember your talents, again, it's an intermediate level course, and it provides an analysis of the lessons of your life path with your talent number, with your expression number. So it shows how good you're going to be at achieving the lessons of your life path and birthday number. Again, a lesson by lesson comparison of your talents to see how easy or difficult each task in your life purpose will be. And again, it's longer and more detailed, and it's more for numerology readers that have a good grounding. And if you have a good grounding, you might want to take my Master Practitioner for Readers on numerology, if you prefer audiovisual or you'd like to do both. Remember, your motivations is due out soon. I'm working frantically to try and get this third intermediate book of the trilogy out there for you, and I hope to do that soon. So don't forget, if you want a reading from me one-to-one over Zoom, just send me an email. You might want a one-to-one, an ongoing one-to-one service, in which case you might want to join my channel on YouTube. And if you live in the UK or you're visiting soon, I do shows all over Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire and Berkshire sometimes, with Dear Spirit events. So come to one of our events for a personal reading, or just say hello and purchase one of my books. It's completely up to you. So these are my three books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. And get looking on Amazon, because I tell you what, to find them quickly, put my name in, Katie Ewers, KatieYoueRS, and then my books come up straight away for you to have a look at. So I hope you enjoy my books, and I hope you've enjoyed my video today. See you soon.